Was ich sehne, was ich fühle, ist nun doppelt mein.
Welcome to the musical village that every 6 years welcomes the world with song. Lindenholzhausen has just a few thousand inhabitants, but for this year's Harmonie Festival, there are 6,100 participants representing 37 countries and around 200 different folk groups. Well, I've been here amidst the huge choir tents and beer gardens, shaded by lush green trees, as one of the UN singers, here to deliver a special message from UN Chief Antonio Guterres.
Music has an immense power to unite people and generate understanding. It is a universal language of peace.
Peace is no more inevitable than war, said Mr. Guterres, and we should never take it for granted, but should prize and nurture it everywhere. It was a message that seemed to go down well in both English and German. UN Singers President Marie de Blonde said the Harmonie Festival was a natural place for the choir to be, beyond the official ceremonies.
We already represent 15 nations, and there are 37 nations represented at this festival, so I think it's very important right now with all the events that happen, the terrible events that happen in the world, that we still keep sharing our message of peace. We are the UN unofficial ambassadors. This is really important to be here.
And the choir's Argentinian conductor, Maestro Guillermo Weissman, said that the whole mission of making choral music was a natural fit for the United Nations.
My personal point of view is that every choir and every single choir of the world have the same message. It's talking about peace and friendship and open hearts and be together singing. This is happening in every choir, but we as a UN choir have more pressure on that because it's the same message, but we have the name, we have the flag.
And we have to do justice to the UN.
Exactly. And we came from New York with a letter signed by Mr. SG. So this is most important, no pressure for our singers.
Music, obviously, by definition, you have to be together. You have to be in harmony.
Exactly.
And there are many parts of the world, sadly, which are not.
As you said, Matt, music means in choral music to be together. Also, it's a good exercise of tolerance, because in a choir we have different members with different abilities, different backgrounds.
Lindenholzhausen may have just a few thousand residents, but it boasts three lively choirs, and the entire festival is staffed and paid for by volunteer effort. Karl-Heinz Dernbach is the chairman of the whole event. He told me that one of the big changes compared with 6 years ago was the arrival in the town of refugees from Syria, many of whom were here in the main tent to join the UN singers and local representatives from the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
In our town, we have about 100 of such people living here. They have very good connection to our people. The people of Lindenholzhausen have a special program to help those people because of school and eat and dress and all this.
Is that partly because of the history of this festival? This festival is about bringing people together. I guess it's made people generous in their hearts here.
Yes, sure. Lindenholzhausen is a little village of Germany. Welcome to the world.
This choir from Costa Rica were among the winners, but many came from even further afield. Peter Nsubuga is a pharmacist from the Ugandan capital, Kampala.
We've talked to a lot of different people from different countries, and actually it makes the festival theme harmony. We feel the harmony.
It's been realised.
It's realised, yeah.
And what kind of contribution have you been making? You've got some enormous drums here, I see.
Yeah, we can try to drum some of them.
The festival features world-class performances and intense competition. But after each turn on stage, everyone eats, drinks and laughs together in the dining tent or the beer garden. The UN singers began their relationship with the festival in the 1990s thanks to Thomas Bresser, who was working in New York at the time. On the last night, I sat down with him over a beer.
As far as I know, this is the largest event in Europe that is purely organized by volunteers.
And what does it mean to you and the other people who put a lot of time and effort into this to have the United Nations come, to have them come in the form of the singers?
I think it's very important. The United Nations stands for freedom and stands for uniting the world and making sure there's peace. There's a lot of concerts here, but the really nice things are also happening outside of this concert, right? Here in the tent where you serve food, people start singing, people meet, singing.
They start
together.
Conversation.
Yeah, they start conversation and friendships. I just learned today that marriages got started here at this festival every 6 years and so forth. And probably this year there will be one or two as well.
Because the weather's been so good.
Everyone that came to visit this festival is taking something away. For me, it's the pleasure and it's the friendship. It's just great.
Prost.
Prost. Cheers. Salute.